in 2012, when our governor decided to do education reform, I think he was tapping into this knowledge that we're getting as a country, that the research has been showing about the critical importance of brain development in those early years, birth through age four. We used to think about this time as babysitting, that it was unimportant, any 15-year-old can do it, that in fact it is the most important time of brain development. The brain is built over time, and the first 5 years are like building the foundation of a house. And that foundation, though we can change it later on, like a foundation of a house, it is very expensive and difficult to change once it's been built.
So this new understanding of brain development has led to an overhaul of early childhood programming. What does that overhaul look like? What kind of changes are being mandated in Act 3?
So the goal of Act 3, one of the major goals of Act 3, was to align and centralize all of the different aspects of early care and education in one place. So for example, child care, and including the licensing of child care, including the funding of child care assistance program, all of that has been in the Department of Children and Family Services, and all of that now will be moving to the Department of Education. We also had a number of pre-K programs that lived in different places. One was in the governor's office, one was in the BSEE office, and then one was actually in the Department of Ed. All of those are coming together in the Department of Education.
So the idea is really to centralize all of the programs and processes.
Definitely. And it's really aligning with our new understanding of this whole world that should be in the Department of Education.
So in addition to moving all these programs to the Department of Education, Act 3 calls for other major changes. Starting next year, all preschool programs will receive letter grades, and eventually the state will release a single certification requirement for all lead teachers. Right now, it's up to individual programs to decide what kind of certification they're looking for. What kinds of responses have you heard from child care providers about these changes?
Child care providers, from what I've been hearing, have been very much applauding the vision of Act 3. They agree that we need to have higher quality and that this is a critical time of life. And yet, all these programs, and some much more than others, are horribly underfunded. And so, basically, what child care providers are saying is, we love the vision, we want to step up and improve our quality, but how can we afford to do so if it's going to increase the cost to parents? The great challenge of Act 3 is that we're trying to raise standards when the funding we already had was not paying for the services, even at the level that they were. Our fear is that you may end up with more children who are at risk, who are pushed into worse quality settings, because you've raised standards, raised the cost, but you're not covering the cost.
And so the idea would be that some of these programs might increase tuition and then it becomes unaffordable for families?
Exactly. And this is especially true when you get under age four.
Louisiana isn't the only state revamping its early childhood programs. As you mentioned, there's been a national shift in our ideas about early learning. How are other states coming up with funding for new or more comprehensive programs?
Many states have gone to spending state general funds. Many spend TANF, which is a $150 million block grant that the state gets. It can spend up to 30% of that block grant on child care assistance, and we spend zero. Most states spend a percentage of that block grant on their child care assistance program. We used to spend over $30 million, but we've cut that down to zero. And we used to spend state general funds, and we've cut that down to zero. Some states spend things such as their tobacco tax. Some spend lottery funds, that kind of thing.
Is there anything else you think it's important for people to know about Act 3?
Because only 54% of our children are entering kindergarten ready to learn, according to our Department of Ed, we're hoping that if you can improve this, especially for our at-risk kids, then you can enter, you know, children won't start school behind. And the research shows if they start school behind, they're very likely to stay behind. So to have all this rolled out as we have the funding to do it, I think that would be, of course, the most effective way to actually raise standards and raise child outcomes, which we need to do in our state.
Thanks for being here, Melanie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Melanie Bronfen is Executive Director of the Policy Institute for Children.